Welcome back, everybody. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian, that's Luke. We're covering the southern swath of Wisconsin on Devil Radio, on the Devil Radio app. You're also checking us out in Waukesha on 540 AM as well as 101 FM, The Shaw. And we're out in Madison on WTTN 1580 AM as well as 92.7 FM. That's the Devil Radio. And like I said earlier, you can check us out all the time on the Devil Radio app.
Yeah, you can choose which stream you want to listen to as well. So
choose the WAUK stream. You know that's stronger. mostly just because of the gravitational force that is myself, although it is less. I'm gradually losing weight as the day goes on. I actually started this week pretty low, lower than I thought I would, so that's pretty nice. In any case, before we continue on with this piece from the Milwaukee Independent by Reggie Jackson, I just wanted to mention that the news guy mentioned some guy named Aaron Rodgers signing with the Packers or something like that, like actually signing. Good for him and all that, but What I just want to point out, I'm really, really enjoying all the hatred going towards Tom Brady right now, because this guy who's won 7 Super Bowls and, you know, hasn't thrown a girlfriend on a bed, a pregnant girlfriend on a bed full of guns, and he didn't put his, you know, send the pictures of his junk to people, and he hasn't, you know, murdered anyone and continued playing, and he hasn't,
that we know of.
He hasn't put his junk on a trainer and then ruined her career twice like Peyton Manning has. It's fine. But they all hate him. Why? Because he's good. Wow.
He's won a lot, yeah. Hey,
but has he done anything? Is he a jerk? He's not even a jerk about it. Like, he doesn't even go around going, hey, screw you. Like, I mean, Larry Bird, really, really good player, was the worst, meanest human being ever on the court. Like, Tom Brady doesn't even do that. And people are still like, screw that guy. People are actually hoping that he suffers a career-ending injury.
No, I don't hope that. But I do find it hilarious that he retired for about 5 weeks and then came back.
Because
he just had to – I don't know if it was just –
But y'all
like,
still love Brett Favre, don't you?
No.
Showing his junk to people, retiring, coming back, not retiring, doesn't know. But everybody's like, oh, Brett Favre, he scored touchdowns when his dad died, so he's exempt from everything ever for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I'm not going to defend Brett Favre right now.
I was
a young kid when
– You shouldn't. He's a turd. He is a turd of a human being. He is a turd.
Yeah, I think the whitewashing of American history.
Yes.
For what we were talking about in this piece, I think the whitewashing of some athletes.
Can
ability,
at least Tom Brady get some of that whitewashing? Oh wait, no, he's really good, so everyone's mad.
He's gonna go down as the GOAT, man. It's gonna
here
be,
it is.
Right. But I'm gonna say, like, I'm letting you know right now that the little tiny things that everybody critiques him for the fact that he has won so much will disappear, and he's just going to be known as the most winning quarterback ever.
Don't at me about the Deflategate. I'll share an article with you. Okay, don't at me.
I know it triggers you. I didn't even go that way.
No, but I know. And I already have an article ready to.
I stayed away from it.
You know what? The NFL should apologize to him because there's not a damn thing of proof on there whatsoever. Anyway, let's move on. We're talking about Reggie Jackson. We're in the Milwaukee Independent. The piece is called "Dear America, We Have Heard Your Whitewashed Version of History. It is time you hear the truth." And he threw out a bunch of really good facts in the last segment. I want to wrap up here because these words are important, and the way they are said is very important. Mm-hmm. And Reggie Jackson, I really appreciate his stuff. So
and once we finish the piece, we are going to get to your phone calls, 844-967-2789. We see you, Holden. We're going to get to you as soon as we wrap up this piece.
Absolutely. So we are moving down here. Okay, so truth is complicated in America. America has never had the ability to be honest because it began with a theft of indigenous people's land and enslavement of practically every black person in the 13 colonies. The words of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution's preamble were suspect because they intentionally ignored that reality. Unless America collectively tells the truth about its past, truth will have no real meaning in this country. Funny how it already doesn't. Far too many people have been, and continue to be, content with being lied to. Marginalized people don't belong to that group for the most part. Some marginalized people have been given a large enough piece of the American pie that they are content repeating the lies that America tells. The anger and demonstratively childish behavior by adults who wish to quash the First Amendment rights of others by yelling that the truth will not set us free is a sign of how far America still needs to go to honor and value all of us. The attempts to create compromising laws and intimidate people into silence are leading America down a very slippery slope. There is an organized effort to silence whites who have come to learn, understand, and articulate the history of systemic racism in America. The nation is no more divided than it's ever been. America has always been divided. White people in America are more divided than they've ever been. Those whites that have the courage to cross the line to support, marginalize, and decriminalize again and discriminate against groups is what has led to the fear so present in those who want to make America great again. The old "we're all on this together" trope that kept whites in an advantageous position is not nearly as popular as it used to be. There's now a huge crack in the armor. That crack is because people have been exposed to a different version of events in a way they never have before. Denying the reality of racial bias is no longer tenable. There is far too much evidence to the contrary. The voices of marginalized women, LGBTQ members, and multiple racial and ethnic groups are louder and clearer than they've ever been. People who refused to pay attention in the past are now listening to those voices. America is changing for the better, and it has led to a vocal pushback by those who think America was fine the way it was before, quote, those people started to speak their minds. Silence is complicity. Making the teaching of these stories about America is a shame. Making the teaching of the stories of America is ashamed of. Illegal is complicit. Ugh.
Making the teaching of the stories America is ashamed of illegal is complicity. I got you.
Thank you. It's an important. It's important thing, and I need to get it right. And then it's followed up by this quote by Mahatma Gandhi. I'm going to finish with: your beliefs become your thoughts. Your thoughts become your words. Your words become your actions. Your actions become your habits. Your habits become your values. Your values become your destiny. And that's Mahatma Gandhi, which, from what I understand from history, was a pretty darn good person. Oh wait, no, he actually had a lot of problems with women.
Yes,
and he actually had a lot of very, very glaring flaws as a human being. But again, we all know him as the. He's the peace-loving guy who saved India, right?
Yeah.
All through peace?
It's true. And I think, again, teaching a holistic concept of history and not washing away those parts, but learning about that is important. And so, yeah, I appreciate you sharing this piece to me, Brian, because I know this is what you wanted to talk about on the air today. And I appreciate that because silence is complicity. And if we're not talking about these things, it's and a lot of last week's bills, at least I for one, chalk them up as, oh, well, there's something that's going to get vetoed by the governor, so there's not a whole lot of point in talking about it. But if we're not talking about it, that in itself is complicity. And so
and they're putting out blatantly racist stuff as bills, and thinking that it's okay and that nobody notices. It's not. And again, I want to point out, I'm not pointing out Mahatma Gandhi's flaws to go and tear him down. Me saying that, you know, Martin Luther King also had relationship issues doesn't mean that Martin Luther King is a bad person. It means he's a human being.
Yeah.
Because those two men did some really, really, really great things. Like, really great things that have lasted. And those are the things we taught about. But knowing that they're a human being and they are flawed makes it so that you and I can also be that good of a person.
Right. Because,
because if you put them on a pedestal and make him seem like they're so, oh, Martin Luther King came down upon high and graced us with his presence. If only we could all be like him or be born like him. And it makes it seem like only Martin Luther King could have been Martin Luther King. Or only Mahatma Gandhi could have been Mahatma Gandhi. The point is if you accept the flaws about America, you can actually make America better.
Yeah.
If you accept the flaws about yourself and try and move on, self-reflection, you can become better. And if you accept that the people that you worship are also human beings, I go back to the Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. They're human beings. They're flawed. Just like you and I. They're just like us. And sure, they do some great things and some wonderful things.
Just a whole lot better at football.
Yeah, but we're better at other... The point is that... by pointing out the flaws in America's history, it doesn't mean I don't like America.
It doesn't make you any less patriotic.
Exactly. It just means I care enough to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, reading from the piece, Reggie Jackson at the Milwaukee Independent. Also taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789. Up first this afternoon, Brian, we got Eastside Dave, who's been on hold the longest. Eastside, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I've really appreciated the content of you guys' show, and I'd like to weigh in on the subject of marijuana. I happen to be an old hippie, which sounds like a total joke, but the thing about the hippies, you might know that we were part of a broad social uprising going on. It spilled over from the 60s to the 70s, and we spoke about love, and we wanted more love in our society, our country, and throughout the world. We hated war. Look how prescient we were. But anyway, when it comes to marijuana, I have a serious complaint about the current situation. I happen to be a very light smoker, which is also supposed to be a joke. And what we've got out there now is just stuff that it's been a race to the top for top THC, and just, yeah, it's not even one hit and you're stupid like I heard years ago. It's like, one hit, I'm stupid, and I'm trying to make out a to-do list and take it to the store. So what I'm saying, I miss good old two-hit like I used to get, and what I did then was I'd have one hit, a two-hit in the morning, and
Dave,
one hit in the afternoon, and
Dave,
possibly one later. And
have you done any cannabis tourism?
I'm sorry?
Have you done any cannabis tourism? Have you gone down to, you're in Madison, so have you gone down to Beloit?
South Beloit?
Honestly,
no.
And I'm serious, because I get you there, but they have all of the things you're looking for. They have stuff that's lower, that's more chill. They have stuff that you can work with. Honestly, if you just tell them exactly what you want, what you're looking to do, they can hook you up, no problem. But that's the type of thing that you can do when you have an acceptance of the thing and you make it accessible and everybody makes money on it. I've never been in a happier place in my life than I walk into those stores. And every one of them is super helpful, and you can get some really good stuff, and you don't have to, it doesn't have to be the super high THC or low THC. In fact, there's a whole bunch of different ways to do it. There's a whole new world out there, Dave. And my point is we're being deprived here in the state of Wisconsin because we are behind the times.
Yeah,
we are behind the curve, and we are still holding on to the political ambition of Richard Nixon,
and locking up a lot of people as well under those ambitions here.
Yes.
In the state of Wisconsin, locking up more people than any other state, I believe, in the nation. Either that or second highest incarceration rate,
and all because war is more profitable than peace.
Yeah. Up next this afternoon, we got Mark from Prairie to Stack calling in. Mark, what's on your mind today?
Well, getting to the critical race theory thing, that I can remember hearing a lot of the stuff like the Chinese Exclusion Act and some of the other things that from back in high school and even back as far back as junior high school, that some of the religious persecution that went on in the colonies, and as the whole thing about feeling guilty, you mentioned Catholic school. I didn't go to Catholic school, but the whole point of some of these religious institutions is to tell you just how big a sinner you are, and you're supposed to feel bad about yourself all the time because, you're a sinner anyway. So I mean that teaching kids a little bit more about history and they feel bad about it, that I don't know how that, they're deluding themselves when they're saying that kind of thing. The whole point of you might feel a little bad about, but what you want to do is that how can I make lives better for my fellow human beings here. I mean, you hear about, that read the preamble to the Constitution. It wasn't to create a perfect union. It was a more perfect union. And that's what we have to struggle for in our society, is trying to make a more perfect society, not accept what injustices that exist today.
Yeah, and sorry to cut you short, Mark, but yeah, my Catholic education, I was taught to love your neighbor, not to whitewash the past and be afraid or ashamed of what happened before you. And so, folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke, that's Brian. We got one more segment left in the day. Plenty of time for your phone calls. 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back. Let the love light guide me home.
Let the love light guide me home.